I would like to confirm that there is a notice which is published generally to all the operators concerned and all those concerned for the operation at Juba International Airport. And that notam is actually informing people, the operators, that the airport will be closed starting from 22nd of August. The fact from 22nd of August, every Saturday and Sunday, every Saturdays and Sundays for the period until 30th of April 2016. And that one is that is for the reason of the work going on for rehabilitation or reconstruction at the airport.
So, what about in case of any emergency? Is there any plan for that?
Yes, there are plans for extreme emergency, the real emergency. There are plans for that, yes. If it is really an emergency, but otherwise, those operators are informed about the nature of and the need for this. Because Juba Airport has been suffering for quite a long time. And now the work has been going on for since March last year until now for about 1 year and 5 months approximately. And the work has been going on quite well. Now it has reached the areas where you need the airport, the planes not to land. That is the main runway which the planes actually land. So that one is very bad, and it has to be closed for 2 days at least, so that the work be expedited and it should be right. So by next year, we will have a good airport. Otherwise, it has to be closed, unless it is real emergency. Otherwise, it will not be open for any other reason.
Yes, sir. Captain David, some people will be thinking, economically, we shall be losing a lot of money.
Yeah, no, that thinking is very poor for somebody who is not really aviation or economic mind, because the airport is really very bad and you cannot use it like that. You see, airport, you have to maintain it from time to time. This airport has been suffering for quite a long time, and these are the lay people. They don't know how it is suffering. It is the doctor who is concerned with it who knows how this thing is suffering. So that actually economically is very bad, because the damage which is happening now, you don't know, for those people who are saying economically it's damaging, the damage which is happening now is beyond economic. And one day it can even cause a disaster. The aircraft holes in the airport, the runway surface is very bad. What happened now if the plane lands here and kills people? Which economic are you talking about now? We are concerned about safety first, and safety is more than economical reasons you are talking about.
Now, we believe that in other countries there should have been an alternative airport where people will be taking off and landing. But I think currently there's no plan B where people can be taking off and landing over the weekend selected by the government.
Weekend people actually who are going for leisure outside, this is not an economy. This is actually great for your economy even. You are talking about leisure people who are going on weekend to Nairobi and spend there. If you are talking about that, these are leisure. This is not an emergency. You said about emergency. You're talking about, you have to understand the economic situation and infrastructure of your country very well, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
When you gained independence in 2011, you received this airport like that, which has been living for ages. And that is why you call for independence, to put up yourself right. So the government has started, this is only the airport you have in the whole South Sudan. Do you think that we close Juba Airport and all the airport land in Wau so that we can finish it? I think that is not wise, so that you come from Wau by road to Juba. But it is necessary wherever in the world, even big airports, when the normal maintenance goes on, it could be closed even for a few hours, for a few days, it could be closed. If it is necessary to do that, for safety, and that is when, if the runway is not properly serviced, not properly certified, then where is the safety? We don't have safety. They are only concerned about You see, the horse, you just want to run with the horse all the time, and you don't give even the water and grass. This is what you are talking, until the horse falls down and dies, you look for another horse. That cannot happen.
Okay.
It is a usual practice. It happened now this year. In the following year, still it can happen. You look into the operation of any airport in the world. There is a schedule for the service, but we have not reached that stage yet. We are starting with Juba Airport.
Okay. Now, you have these engineers or the company working on this airport now have asked for these 2 days in a week. So, will it be over on the scheduled date given to them in the contract? Because that was one of their complaints that they don't have, they should be given these 2 days so that they can complete the work on time.
Which company are you talking about? Is there any company complaining to you?
No, I'm just asking because now you told us one time in the airport that these 2 days will make the work to be over on the given time.
Yes, this is the schedule. I told you the schedule. I already told you at the outset of my talk that it is all the operators and the users are informed over 2 months ago. Over 2 months ago, they have been informed through the appropriate channels that the airport will be closed for these 2 days every week, all right, until the 30th of April. If you got the copy of the notam,